Here at my house, Rosie on the House today, we're kicking off Fire Prevention Month. One of the perspectives we're looking at through the lens of fire prevention today is what you can do inside your home and what things the industry can do in the technology for your home to make you safer. We talked about the evolution of the electrical components of your home, and the evolution of GFIs in protecting you from electric shock, and the evolution of arc fault interrupters to stop the risk of starting a fire. So other things that we can think about in, about, and around our house is let's make sure the fire smoke detectors are properly installed. And many cities are now mandating, if we do a remodeling job, they really don't like the battery-operated smoke detectors. They want the smoke detectors to be fed, like a line connected, no batteries needed. And then they like those detectors to be linked to one another, so they're not independent of each other. Now, there are battery radio frequency connected smoke detectors that the cities will allow in certain hardship cases, but they really don't like them. They really do want your smoke detectors to be hardwired with an electrical circuit, and then they want every one of those smoke detectors connected, so if one goes off, every smoke detector in the house goes off. And it used to be that we had to have one out in the hall to the bedrooms, one in the kitchen area, and then a rate of rise temperature detector in the garage, and that's all we needed. Well, now they want one in every bedroom, outside the bedroom, in the kitchen area, as well as in the garage. So the requirements they're mandating are all being driven by safety issues of fire prevention. And if you are considering a remodel, regardless what city you live in, you ought to seriously contemplate upgrading while you've got the electricians there to a hardwire connected smoke detector, CO2 detector system in your home. Be much less maintenance. You have to quit, you know, remembering on the calendar when's the last time you replaced those batteries, and just let it go. Now, a couple other things that we'd like to leave y'all with this hour in fire prevention is, as the head of the family, I'd like to encourage you, whoever the head of the family is, to sit the family down and develop a fire safety plan. If you don't know how to do that, you can go to our website, rosieonthehouse.com. Click on today's blog about using all your senses to detect and prevent fire. At the end of that article, there is a link to developing a fire safety plan for your family. You should all be able to get out of the house safely, and you should all have one place to report to. Make sure the windows operate in the bedrooms. Make sure any cactus gardens you have immediately outside of those are trimmed away for access. I know a lot of people will plant aggressive patches of prickly pear outside their bedroom windows for criminal safety, but there's a flip side to that. It can make it hard to get out of the bedroom as well. That's the same reason we don't like to put security bars on bedroom windows. Should you ever opt or need to exit that bedroom because of a fire, those bars would make it almost impossible to do so unless they are specially engineered. The fire department hates security bars on bedroom windows, and they hate them for a good reason. Now, another dimension of fire safety that we have to bring up now is if you are one of those who have had their sense of smell impacted by COVID, you really need to make sure your audible smoke and fire detectors and CO2 monitors are working. Because if you can't smell it, chances are it could catch you by bigger, quicker surprise. So all the more reason, if you are now smell handicapped, it's just one more reason to go check those batteries or consider converting your home to a hardwired smoke detection CO2 detector system. Okay, when we get back, let's hear from our Arizona homeowners at 1-888-767-4348.